Today's review is a Toyota Crown Signia. This is a lemon, top of the line. It's a crossover SUV. Toyota came out with the Crown a couple of years ago. That's a sedan that sits a little bit higher, all-wheel drive hybrid. And now they've followed it up with a more SUV-looking Crown called the Signia. It really looks like a station wagon. Nobody can deny that. It is an SUV with a tailgate that's powered up and down. This one came in, it's 2025, come in Storm Cloud Blue-Gray Metallic Paint. Quite attractive with black and butterscotch-colored leather interior. Of course, leather because it's limited. It's five passenger, not three row. Heated and cooled front buckets. Very comfortable front buckets. It's a four-door. The back doors on a Crown aren't as big as the ones on this Crown Signia because it's an SUV. They're a little taller, easier to get in and out of. Neither car was cramped in any sense. This one weighs 4275. The wheelbase 112.2. The length is 194.1. Cargo area in this Crown Signia is 25 cubic feet. And you can get 66 in there with the seats folded down. 6.5 feet of cargo capacity with the seats folded down. Good for napping. This is a good car for seniors. It's dressed out with 21-inch dark gray alloy wheels with spokes. Foxy looking with 235/45/21 Bridgestone tires. They're Turanza EL240s. The interior is, mentioned earlier, black and butterscotch leather. The console-mounted shifter is basically electronic. You pull it back and forth, and then you push a button to get into park. I like that. You pull up and you want to park, hit park with a button. Easily marked. Well marked. Flatbed phone charger in this car. Two multimedia displays, digital, 12.3-inch. In front of your steering wheel, 12.3-inch in the dashboard in the center. Of course, it's got a satellite radio in there, JBL 11-speaker stereo that sounds fabulous. Outside mirrors fold in and out. They're heated, of course. It's got leather-wrapped heated steering wheel. So it's a very deluxe inside. It doesn't have a power tilt and telescope, but it does have tilt and telescope with a lever. Interior has electronics has the radar cruise control. You got the Apple CarPlay. I like that. I got an Apple in my pocket, so when I get in this car, I just tether it to that Apple CarPlay dashboard setup. Panoramic camera, which I really like. Kind of like an eye in the sky. You can look down at your Toyota Signia and see where you're parking or if you're going to hit a pole or a fire plug. This had navigation. Of course, if you got Apple CarPlay, you use your own navigation. It's better. Panoramic moonroof is fixed, so it's glass for looking in and out of, not power. Tailgate is power. Hands-free operation on that tailgate. Here's the drivetrain on this Crown Toyota Signia. 2.5-liter hybrid 4. Same as the other Crown. This is the Crown Signia, so has the same powertrain, 240 horsepower combined horsepower with all-wheel drive. The rear-wheel drive part is electric. Electric motor back there between the wheels. They go with a CVT transmission in it to enhance fuel economy. You know about CVTs. Subaru builds the most of them. I suppose Toyota does now. They're such a huge manufacturer. This is a good CVT, but you can play with it with paddle shifters on the steering wheel and make it shift. They're faux shifts, not real. It's all-wheel drive, I just mentioned, with that electric power in the back. 0 to 60 is 7.1 seconds. The top speed's 118 mile an hour, governed. Here's the fuel economy. This is an SUV, so it's not going to be like a little Prius sedan. It's similar to Prius in a lot of other respects. Prius is littler and slinkier and lower to the ground. So the fuel economy on this is highway, 37 miles per gallon. In town, 39 miles per gallon. Overall combined rating, 38 miles per gallon. Fuel tank's not particularly a mammoth, 14.5 gallons. Doesn't need to be because the range with that highway rating on the Signia is 537 miles. This is built in Japan, and it's a Toyota HE Japan. That's where the factory is. They bring them over with a list price of $52,160. I think it's a good value because you get basically everything. Fuel economy, all-wheel drive, styling, size, room for passengers, room for cargo, and it's a beautiful vehicle. Thank you.